installation plus £500 saving on our electric van range. Interested? Visit your local Citroën retailer or search Citroën Vans. Offer valid 4th to 18th November 24. Saving against OTR price. Business users only. Selected stock. Participating retailers only. T's and C's and eligibility criteria apply.
Citroën. Live radio and exclusive playlists. All on your phone. With Rayo. Download for free now. If you'd prefer to hear the news, you're in luck. It's next. On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. The Royal College of GPs is warning people with ADHD are self-medicating because they can't get hold of their normal prescriptions. Across the UK, pharmacies are struggling to get hold of medications because of a global shortage, which is being fuelled by an increase in demand and manufacturing issues. The government's announced a new fund to help steelworkers in Port Talbot start new businesses. They'll be able to apply for a non-repayable grant of up to £10,000. The blast furnaces at the Tata plant in South Wales were turned off in September with the loss of around 2,000 jobs. US President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Caroline Leavitt to be his White House press secretary. The 27-year-old will become the youngest ever person to hold the position and acted as his spokesperson throughout the election campaign. And Bratislava has been named the best destination for UK travellers seeking a bargain Christmas markets break. Post Office Travel Money put Copenhagen as the most expensive.
Absolute Radio Sport.
John McGinn's late goal gave Scotland a 1-0 win at home to 10-man Croatia in the Nations League. It's their first competitive win since September 2023 and keeps their hopes of beating relegation from the top tier alive. Boss Steve Clark says the victory has been coming.
If I'm being honest, I think tonight was probably one of our poorest performances out of the five games that we've played so far, but we got the little breaks that fell in our favour tonight and we managed to turn that into a win.
Northern Ireland remain top of their group after beating Belarus 2-0 at Windsor Park. Wales look to continue their unbeaten start under new manager Craig Bellamy when they face Turkey away in the Nations League this evening. A win would keep them on course to seal promotion to the top tier. And England's rugby union side hope to finally get over the line and win when they take on world champion South Africa this evening.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Cloudy across England and Wales with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, moving south, brighter for Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of between 6 and 13 Celsius.
This is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello there, happy Saturday. Welcome along, it's John Richardson on Absolute Radio with Angela Barnes.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, I'm tired, but I'm all right.
Why are you tired? Just life and that?
Just life and that, and it's an early start. My alarm went off at 4:30 this morning to get here, John,
mate.
So, you know.
Oh, mate, what time will you be done then?
What, today?
Yeah, just, I don't mean like what time will you go to bed, I mean exactly what time will you just say, no, no more?
In about 10 minutes, I reckon.
Yeah, lovely.
We'll see how we go.
Have you got a gig tonight?
I've got a gig tonight.
Oh, excellent.
So I'll nip home, have a kip, then out again tonight.
Which audience will look forward to seeing a very exhausted Angela?
It is a charity gig in Hampshire.
Oh, that's fine.
So
that's fine. You don't have to try it. A charity
phone gig. That in, right?
No refunds, isn't it?
That's
no
right.
Refunds.
What are you going to do?
Get your priorities.
Not pay me.
Yeah, I don't ever try at charity gigs. Anyway, news on Absolute Radio live from the Palladium later on. How did you feel about the subtle dig at you there in the weather report? Because obviously I am in Sheffield, you're in London.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was a guarded jab at you, but brighter
it,
in the north with drizzle in the south.
Well, it's nice, makes a change, doesn't it, John? Nice to, you know, we'd let you have the good weather sometimes.
Well, I thought it was a comment on our personalities, personally. I thought that's what they were saying.
Well, this morning, I think it could be very... I'm definitely feeling greyer than... And you're quite chirpy this morning, John. It's...
Oh, no, is it a role reversal?
It's a bit disarming.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is, Angela.
Yeah.
I'm not fully dressed.
I'm looking at you, John, I know.
Last week, I was fully dressed, but with just slippers.
Right.
This week, I've gone top half only.
Oh, you've gone Donald Duck?
It's not just downy fluff and feathers down there, but I've got something on. Anyway, all this proves, this may not be the cleanest show on radio, but it's certainly the tidiest. Mm. So we're going to tidy up all the unfinished business from last week. You weren't here.
No.
You were off gallivanting, weren't you, for your birthday?
I was. It was my birthday last Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's a week late and I haven't got you anything.
And so also, I've turned 48. It's not that happy, is it?
Who cares? It's a good number, yeah. 48. I like it.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say, Mr. What are you, 43?
42.
42, oops.
How dare you. The phone camera adds 1 year. So you weren't with us last week, but if I were to sum up the show, here is Kerry Godleman describing the schoolroom.
You nunchuck your way to school, swinging it around your head, ready for battle.
I love the way she says nunchuck. She put an M in there somehow. That was beautiful. Nunchuck.
I also revealed, talking of age and things you might never do again, I confessed my dream to one day, once again, go to a rugby pitch and chase a rugby ball around. And we had this note in the week.
Mm. Hiya, John. I'm from Sheffield Tigers Rugby Club. I heard you last week saying that you'd like to run after a rugby ball again. Well, why don't you come up to our ground and we're sure we can help you with that.
John, that worries me. Like, I don't want this to be upsetting or insulting, but when I look at you, the sport I think of isn't rugby. Do you know what I mean? I'm worried they're going to hurt you. Don't go.
Oh, I don't think there'll be other boys there. I think the way he worded that was more the way you would speak to someone who said, oh, there's no one to look after my spaniel next Saturday. You say, well, bring him up to Sheffield Tigers and he can just chase balls about for 10 minutes.
We'll keep an eye on him. He won't come to any harm with us.
Yeah, I will go up there. It's specifically somebody to kick the ball very high and
right.
I run after it and catch it. That's all I want. I don't want any physical contact. I don't
no
want
scrummage.
To shower. No touching of any other men.
Right.
Just catching a ball as it falls from the heavens. And I just want someone to say, oh, that was quite good. And then I'll go. That'll be my
John.
Retirement from rugby.
You're such a simple man, but it's so it's so sweet. It really, I just want to catch a rugby ball.
I just, yeah. Oh, no, what if I don't catch it? Now
see, that's what I'd be worried about, is there's no one else there. They're going to kick it really gently, you know, they'll be, and then what if you miss it?
That is how it goes. My life has taught me anything. I picture myself going in thinking I'm going to be really good at this, and then it'll be an absolute disaster, as it was when I had the opportunity to kick a conversion at Twickenham and missed 6 times.
No!
Anyway, somebody, much more in my wheelhouse, is picking people up on their grammar. And last week, someone got in touch to say that bad grammar makes them want to barricade themselves on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Mel reached out and was not happy.
Hi, John. I heard you mention on the show last week that would love to be in a cave on top of a mountain. I just wondered, can you actually be in a cave on a mountain top, as a mountain top would be on top of the cave? Cheers.
Did you see my... I went a bit cross-eyed there trying to work that out. Can you be on the... What? You said you wanted to be in a cave on top of a mountain.
I don't remember saying it, but it does sound very me.
Yeah. You could be in a cave in a mountain. I went last summer, I went to a bunker in a mountain, which was pretty cool, in Italy.
You so, have some trips, don't you?
I do, don't I?
Yeah. Well, let's all Google the very definition of a cave. And if you are angry at anything I say this week, or you want to join in any way at all, you can text 81215. You can WhatsApp 0330123 1215, or email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. cave or cavern is a natural void underneath the Earth's surface.
I think that's cleared that up, John.
You cannot be in a cave on top of a mountain.
No.
And I'm grateful to Mel for the chance to apologise to the nation, or that percentage which listens to the show, which we won't go into.
You could build one, though, right? If you wanted to.
Oh, mate.
Or do they have to be naturally occurring?
I think it's not beneath the Earth's surface, though, is it? It's on top of a mountain.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. As you were.
Thank you.
No worries. Cleared up.
Now, clearing things up. Very often you'll start with a question and you'll say, hey, I was thinking about this week. Mm. I've been thinking about a lot of stuff this week.
You are a thinker, John.
I've been all over the shop, I have.
Mm.
You don't want to dip in my head, speaking of dips. Oh, you see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Do you know what I've been mainly thinking about this week?
Go on.
You posted a picture on Instagram last week of what looked to me, and I can't confirm this, like a special holder for a well-known drive-through takeaway sauce container that goes in your car.
I did. A friend bought it for me, and it holds a takeaway dip. You clip it onto the air vent in your car so you can eat fries and dip while you're driving, although obviously I don't do that because that would be dangerous.
No, I'm not sure of the legality of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do? I'd have an unopened one just on there, just to remind you of the possibility of dip, just all the time. It's one of the most incredible bits of kit I've ever seen.
It's great, isn't it? So simple, yet so effective.
So, I mean, that tells you exactly where my brain is at. So one thing, I think I'm going to fire a lot of questions at you, if that's all right.
Okay, fine.
And just join in on any of them. Just tell me what you want to talk about. We will talk about a few. First and foremost, we're going to discuss later in the news that isn't news, that wasn't in the news, that actually is news that we should talk about. We're going to discuss phobias, because you found an excellent story about odd phobias.
I have.
You have an odd phobia.
You say it's odd, John, but I am scared of fish. I don't know if you'll remember that. Do you remember when I did Cats Does Countdown with you?
Yes.
And I nearly ended up on your lap because Jimmy Carr, they did a sort of under the sea scene while we were doing a numbers game. And I turned around and Jimmy Carr had a fish in his mouth.
Yeah.
They didn't realise my phobia, and I was on your team. And I almost ended up in your lap quivering.
All fish?
All fish, pretty much, yeah. Not, I mean, if it's sort of a fish fillet on a plate, I could cope with that. Fish fingers, not a problem. But if he's got eyes and scales, and it's the lips, John. Oh, that actually made me go then. Did you see
what
that?
About a fish with fingers?
A fish with fingers. If I could just see the fingers, it'd be fine. If I see the whole fish with fingers, forget it.
So it's the breadcrumbs you're fine with?
Breadcrumbs are fine.
If you've got a strange phobia, then get in touch. Someone else in the studio is scared of butterflies. I think my phobias are all normal.
I like the way the person is... we're saying someone in the studio because they don't want to be identified.
yeah.
We might throw them under the bus later. We'll see.
I'm scared of all the normal stuff. Heights, spiders, and emotional closeness with another human being.
Yeah, normal stuff. Normal stuff. Yeah. Have you heard John talking about being scared of things? I'm a bit scared at the moment because there is apparently a national taro masala shortage, and I do like, even though I'm scared of fish, I will eat their eggs mushed up into a pink sauce. You're not a fan?
Oh my God, I mean, everything about that sentence. I'm fine with the taro masala. I can't even say it. I'm
you're vegan, aren't you? That's why you can't say it.
Yeah, it's also why, you know, I don't think I've ever had it even before the vegan days. Just the very description of the dish.
It's lovely. I mean, it does look... looks like it's going to taste of strawberries. I think that's the problem with it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. It's very fishy.
I'll say now, just don't keep the shortage and get rid of it.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah, don't bring it back. There's no need for it.
So just don't worry about it. So are there any other foods then, John, that you think, well, we don't need that, let's get rid of it?
I would say anything involving fish eggs.
just caviar.
Because I don't want it to be a class thing. I'd say taro masala and fish eggs, just get rid of. We don't need them.
Is taro masala basically sort of poor person's caviar? No, poor people aren't eating taro masala, are they?
I don't know.
Not unless they do a pot noodle flavoured taro masala.
You might be the first person I've met who's eaten taro masala.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe the shortage is because of me. How much of it have I been eating?
So we're creating a list of foods that should be outlawed.
Yeah. For me, it's melons. Easy.
All right. And you had melons.
Melons.
Not watermelon.
Or melon. The thing is, it makes me angry, John, because I am not a fuss. I pride myself on not being a fussy eater, right? I'll eat anything, look at me. But melons upset me because they look lovely, but I just can't bear the taste of them. And I want to, so every summer I try one again and go, right, this is a summer where I'm going to be all right with melon. And every summer they let me down, so they've got to go.
I agree with you on all except the watermelon. All the other ones can go.
No, watermelon's just as bad.
Okay.
Well, looks lovely.
We'll discuss this, because I can see that Jeff wants to get rid of rich tea biscuits as well. I'm not having that.
No, definitely not. He's wrong.
A fine, fine biscuit for a tedious man. tell me about your birthday as an adult, because it's Kerry Godleman's birthday tomorrow, so we wish her all the best.
Happy birthday, Kerry.
I wonder if she'll birthday the same way you did, because you went for it.
I did go for it. I did loads of fun things last weekend, but one of my favourite things that happened is my auntie bought me a big jar of retro sweets, like the old penny sweets and stuff. So I basically spent the weekend eating sweets. But, John, I remembered a couple of weeks ago, you told me that there's a type of sweet that you like that no one else in the world likes, which is the Palmer Violet.
Palmer Violets, yeah.
So I saved all the Palmer Violets. I'm now showing John a bag full of 10 packets of Palmer Violets, which I've saved for next time I see you, John.
Oh, that's there very kind of you. And I tell you what, if you try and get through airport customs with that bag, you're getting in trouble. Because we know it's too sweet. No one has ever carried a little polythene plastic bag of
purple pills
before. So yeah, deliver them by car if you would. But
I will, no worries.
If you properly, I think there's something to be discussed about adults who really go for it on their birthday. Because I don't. I told my own mother not to visit me on my birthday.
Oh, John,
this year.
That's really sad. I think I get, my dad was a really big birthday celebrate. Like, that's your one day, that's your special day, that's no one else's, and you have to be spoiled on your birthday. It's the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
Do you spoil your daughter on her birthday?
Oh, absolutely. Other people's birthdays, absolutely. But your own, I think. If other people around you do it. But I'm still slightly dubious of adults who send out, like, I'm having a party.
That's just because you don't like parties, John.
Yeah, or adults.
Or leaving the house. But you like going to children's parties. Is that what you're saying?
Because there's an honesty about children's parties. Let's bounce about and then let's have some jelly and then let's go.
Yeah. Absolutely. What about for your next birthday, I get you a bouncy castle and some jelly?
But nobody else is allowed.
Just you, on your own, with a rugby ball on a bouncy castle.
Oh my God.
They are sorted.
That does sound wonderful. last week someone got in touch to say they had the sound of this show on, but the visual of Stuart Little in their house. And that's one thing that stayed with me this week. Why Stuart Little, and why, I don't understand. I sort of almost understand it the other way around more, that you would just have the Absolute Radio banner so you could see songs that were being played while you watched Stuart Little. I don't understand. So if you have us on in the background while something else is occupying your visual, I want to know more about that as well.
I think it makes sense to have the news on with us sort of, you know, the news is pretty bleak at the moment. Just watch the news, but have us wanging on about Palmer Violets in the back.
Absolutely.
That will make you feel better.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. What are you smug about, John? Don't forget, what are you smug about?
It's a good one this week, and you told me you've got a good one.
I've got one I think you're going to find hard to bring me down on.
I don't know. I'm very negative this week.
I'm getting that from you, John.
I tell you what, if I wanted to end my career now, I'd tell you what I called a coat hanger yesterday for not going on the rail. that would be the last thing I ever said.
How's living alone going, John? Is it all right?
It didn't go on the first time, Angela, and that upset me.
Yeah.
And then it didn't go on the second time. And then I made an offer to take it outside and do something to it. I'll tell you, that's all I've got. and finally, if like me, I'm very interested in, at this time of day, on a Saturday, whether our audience are dressed or not. I think it's exactly 50% of our audience is dressed or not dressed.
I think a higher percentage is not dressed. It's Saturday morning, John.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people who do stuff. So if you're dressed or not dressed, 8 12 15, WhatsApp 0330 123 1215. If you want to send a picture, email john at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Please
John
don't.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
At NFU Mutual, we offer quality insurance for businesses of all sizes. Our experts understand the challenges you face. so we've developed quality insurance products to offer extensive business cover. It's no wonder over 95% of our business customers renew each year. For top quality business insurance, search NFU Mutual Business Insurance. NFU Mutual. Closer to your business and closer to what matters.
Sounds like someone just made a delicious order and got himself a tasty free delivery too. Because when you sign up to Delivery Plus, you get member perks like free delivery on eligible orders from restaurants, groceries and shops. Mmm, delicious. Sign up to Delivery Plus today and start living that plus life. Subscription fee, minimum spend, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Long distance orders and some partners excluded. See delivery.co.uk/legal for details.
Family life. It's all go all the time. So at Bupa, we are too. We're here for the big things, the little things, and the everyday things. And now, when you pay for one of your kids, the others are covered for free. Search Bupa Family Health Insurance. Only pay for the eldest child up to 20 years old. New Bupa by you customers only. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Terms and conditions apply.
With up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal-U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Okay. Mum, Dad, you're in our room. What? We're in Jess's room. Jess, Daisy, Sophie and Layla, you're in Daisy's room.
Yes.
Nan, you're in the spare room.
Great.
Michael, Mickey, you've won the sofa.
Oh, cool.
Uncle John, you're in the living room floor. Auntie Trish and Uncle Colin, you're in the utility room.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you're in the shed.
Oh.
Big festive get-together coming up? Better get a Travelodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/.
Shoot for the stars with our exclusive bonus offer. Up to 500 free spins on Starburst at maxmillions.com. New players only. £10 minimum deposit. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Please play responsibly.
In the Toolstation Club, our loyalty is built to last. We give you 5% off everything. Every day, it's less searching for sales, more setting standards. It's money off what you need, when you need it. It's putting the power in your hands. And with more savings when you spend, you can keep on raising your level. Sign up online or on the app and join the club today for free. Toolstation, for a job done right. Subject to £75 a month minimum spend, terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, let's get the business.
Half price pizzas are back at Pizza Express. Your favourite pizzas are 50% off until 29th November. Download the app for this offer. Terms apply. See website for details.
John Richardson.
John Richardson.
He needs another name than that, I would have thought.
Yeah.
John Richardson. He should call himself Richardson John.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
John Richardson and Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio.
What's happening, Angela? So, well, we asked people, what's the one food you'd like to see just disappear on the back of this Tara Masalata shortage?
I would say, however bad the shortage is, there is still an excess of Tara Masalata in
even if there's no Tara Masalata.
Yeah, if there's one pot in the back of a fridge somewhere in Banbury, that is too much Tara Masalata for the world.
You've really taken against it, haven't you?
It's foul.
Well,
it's
John.
It's creamy fish eggs, man.
Creamy fish eggs. Nom, 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 nom. Well, don't worry, John. We've had some texts in. Yes. We've had, this is from Tish. Mm-hmm. And Tish says, if we're getting rid of revolting food, can we abolish celery?
No.
It's vile, it's pointless as a food, is what
it's
Tish
delicious.
Says.
It's delicious. You got to braise it, mate.
Isn't celery the thing where you burn more calories eating it than it gives you? So that does make it sort of pointless.
I use it basically as a vehicle for spicy sauce. Sometimes I want a meal that's a bit spicy, and sometimes I just want to inject heat into my body and just deal with the chaos over the next 24 hours.
You could just drink it from the bottle, John.
You could just drink it from the bottle, yeah, but then you get too much of a mouth burn. I like to let it get in so that it can really, really punish me
from
inside.
So celery is basically, it's just a vehicle.
Well, all braised in the oven, hot
celery.
Hot, salty celery.
Don't you come at me about Tara Masalata and you're cooking celery.
I think I might be weird.
I think you might be, John.
I did run and ask my daughter in that link what food she would ban, and not to suggest that I serve her hot, salty celery, but she said any green food except apple mowams.
Good answer.
It is a good answer.
Good answer. We've also had Rob, who's texted to say that all variety of melon is plain wrong. Thank you, Rob. I concur.
Yeah. I don't think it helps that the way we've been served melon, I think we've done the greatest disservice to melon of all foods, because it was a starter in the 70s and maybe the early 80s. And it's not, is it?
No.
It's not a starter. You can't just pin it to a piece of ham and
that's
pretend
what they do, is
you've
it?
Created
like,
a meal.
You get those melon ballers, mini ice cream scoop to sort of make balls of melon. The thing is, it's never going to fill you up, a melon, because it's mostly water, right? It's a bit like cucumber.
Yeah, it's a nice fruit, but it's not a meal.
It's not a meal. It's not a course.
Or it's a palate cleanser, isn't it? They give you it as a way of saying, that last food had a lot of flavour and the next food has a lot of flavour. So here's something bland.
No
that will just
flavour
wipe
at all.
Wipe your palate of any memory of any joy you've ever had in your life. And the other thing we do with melon is it gets chopped up in a factory and wrapped in a plastic pot and then driven the length of the country and sat on a shelf for 3 weeks. So it's all wet and manky around the edges.
Oh, John.
So I think there is a way of serving melon. I'm trying to think of the best way to serve melon, and all I can think is those videos where they drill a hole in a watermelon and tip a bottle of vodka
in it. There we go. How about we've had a message that says, this is from SJ in Chester, pineapple should not be on the planet. It's just wrong. Now, I disagree with that. I love a bit of pineapple. Do you know where I like pineapple, John?
Yeah.
On a pizza.
Of course you do.
Yes,
of course
I do. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
I'd go as far as to say all fruit-based sauces, applesauce, cranberry sauce, all of them, get rid.
Oh, no, cranberry sauce? Why do you hate Christmas, John? Why?
I love Christmas. Love gravy, love stuffing.
Oh, but it's nice when the cranberry sauce mixes with the gravy a little bit.
Why don't you tip a yoghurt on there? Why don't you tip some Munch Bunch yoghurt on there?
Munch Bunch yoghurt, that's going back, John. No. Oh, that you pulled that out of the depths of your memory, didn't you?
If you want to go back further, we'll go to the days of Fiendish Feet, if you want.
Fiendish Feet? Vaguely. Little pots that stood up.
Yeah, they were monsters and they had little feet.
Yeah, I remember
those. But no.
Do you remember
no
Funny
fruit.
Feet ice cream?
Yes, I do.
We've gone down a new track now, haven't we? Like foods
we
I remember.
Yeah. What I will say on the pineapple, because I don't mind pineapple.
Yeah.
But I think the pineapple itself is saying it doesn't want to be eaten. Any food that sharp and impenetrable is saying, just leave me alone.
I think I might be a bit allergic to pineapple. It sort of makes my cheeks tingle. Does it do that
I
to everyone, or is that just me?
We've Googled a cave. I'll tell you what I'm going to search for in the next link. I think I remember hearing that pineapple contains an enzyme that will eat your skin. So if you would just hold a piece of pineapple I'm going to state this as a fact now, and then I'm going to check and come back and clarify. But I think if you were to hold a piece of pineapple for, let's say, a day, it would dissolve the skin on your hand. It would be like the last scene in Terminator.
I know a fact about pineapple, but I shall have to tell you off air.
Thank you.
We've had a message from Darren, who says he... Oh, that's gone.
Oh, go on. No, you can
who
do it.
He says he thinks gherkins could go.
Right. We're going to talk off air. No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, okay.
Contain an enzyme called bromelain that can break down protein chains and dissolve dead skin cells. In fact, this enzyme is so strong that pineapple processors have to wear gloves and masks since the juice will eventually eat away at the hands and face.
Oh my goodness. Now I feel it's morally wrong to eat pineapple because the poor people putting it in the tin, because let's face it, that's yes. how I'm eating it, have having to go through that?
They put themselves in the line of fire for us on a daily... But every time you have it on a pizza, somebody has lost a hand or a face. And I hope you're proud of yourself.
Not that you like to overblow these things, John, do you? No,
no, absolutely no. Not. But I think you should really think about what you've done. Are people dressed?
Yeah, I've got a couple of updates for you on that. So we've got John in Sutton Coldfield. He's dressed, and he's also smug because he's dressed because he's going to park run.
Worst
all right,
kind
John.
Of person. I want naked people who are ashamed.
Absolutely. And we've also got the bald barber in Weymouth. Oh, that's quite upsetting in itself, is it? The bald barber.
Probably
bless
stuck
him.
His head in a tub of pineapple.
Well, he says that us barbers don't get a Saturday off, so he's up dressed, coffeeed and at work. Yeah, I know how that feels, bald barber. Yeah. I'm also at work today. I know how it feels.
He calling himself the bald barber is okay, but somehow when you called him it sounded really upsetting.
That's how we signed off. I don't know what else to call him.
Keep on coming in with your dressed or not dressed and the foods you would like banished from the face of the earth. Coming up, we have a poem from one of our regular poets and from a brand new debutante poet by the name of Angela Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
At B&Q and TradePoint, our biggest ever Black Friday deals are here, including 20% off indoor and outdoor lighting. To take advantage of these and other brilliant Black Friday offers, shop in-store or online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Exclusions apply. End 2nd of December, subject to availability. See DIY.com.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Skoda winter sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at skoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
On the 60th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one gift that's late, left behind the gate next to the plant pot. Not quite a safe spot. They've shown no respect. No wonder it was wrecked. My parcel delivery.
Want to know what to do next? Which? Get it right this Christmas.
Oh, that's a nice brew, that.
Yeah, I've got pretty handy around the kitchen, me. I made a curry last night. I was actually thinking I'd do a few videos. Might set up a TikTok channel, Paul's Kitchen Tips or something. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a slot on daytime TV. I could be the new Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, like I say, it's a nice cup of tea.
Sometimes we all need a reality check, and with Paddy Power's safer gambling tool, Reality Check, you get a handy pop-up notification at regular intervals to remind you how long you've been playing. Paddy Power Games.
18+, begambleaware.org.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah. That's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. 4 price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
When winter hits, some don't have what it takes. But Toolstation customers weather the storm. You don't let up. You get up and go. Perfector of pipes. Finesser of fittings. Some people merely fix boilers, but you bring the heat. Where others switch off, you solder on. And with Toolstation, you've got everything you need to conquer the cold this winter. Shop in-store, online, or on the app. Toolstation. For a job done right.
Hi there, Bush and Ritchie here. Our mates at Tesco Mobile are bringing online safety front and centre.
Together, we're starting a conversation that matters, keeping your family safe online.
As dads, we know the hardest part is knowing where to begin. Thankfully, Tesco Mobile work with child psychologist Dr. Martha and online safety experts Internet Matters to create helpful conversation starters.
Pop into the cafe at your local Tesco or visit our website to find Tesco Mobile's helpful guide and share your tips for the chance to win a cozy family weekend escape to reconnect with each other.
Head to absoluteradio.co.uk to enter.
Tune in, stay safe, and start the conversation with Tesco Mobile. It pays to be connected.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Cheers. John Richardson on Absolute Radio with, and I'll be very clear about this, Angela has been crafting this poem for some weeks now. She says it's her greatest work to date. Angela, take it away.
That is so mean. I'm going to give it some context. What actually happened was I live in Brighton and I had to set my alarm at 4:30 this morning to get the train to London to come mm-hmm. and be on this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, John, I didn't sleep well. I was a little bit grumpy. And on the train, I went, I'm going to write a poem. I'm going to do a poem about it. So here we go. My alarm went off at 4:30 in the morning. That is quite sick. The things I'm willing to endure to be John Richardson's sidekick. I'm not a morning person. Before lunchtime, I'm a wreck fest. I would like to put a curse on the one who gave a comedian a show at breakfast. I don't mean to speak ungratefully. I do love this absolute nonsense. There's nowhere I would rather be than getting my dose of John sense. But Saturdays are for sleeping in, is all. Read the papers, eat some toast. Maybe I'll give Matt Ford a call, see if he wants a new co-host.
Oh, it's superb, Angela. You must have been so delighted when you wanted to use the word wreckfest and then you suddenly discovered it rhymed with breakfast.
Breakfast, and it definitely happened that way round.
I only assume that's the way it happened. Well, that was wonderful. And we'll
turn now,
thank you, to one of our resident poets. Last week, I debuted my own work. Jo, one of our residents, got back in touch and she's written another poem.
The resident poet rhyming words for the John Richardson Show turned out to be a whole lot of fun. It'd be a shame to see it go. But we know they say in this here life all good things come to an end. So if we're going to park the rhymes, then some final words I've penned. For the RP Tracy, I've the utmost respect. Her poetic skills were a breeze. The hilarious pain of her printer and a dog that smelt of cheese. My suggestion we wrote together would have been easier than you think, with or without a nice lanyard and poor Digby, her dog that stinks. So I share the fact that we're already friends, although mainly it's just on FB. She'll remember me from On The Move, because yes, that Joe is me. The rival you all thought came from afar is no more than a 20-minute drive away from RP Tracy, and I'm sure we would love to attend Absolute Radio live. So a couple of tickets to support John and all and his well-known comedian friends will reward both resident poets and allow us to put down our pens.
Absolutely huge revelations in that poem.
Oh.
Revolutionary revelations. And how can you say no? So,
you've got to admire the chutzpah.
You have got to admire the chutzpah, and you reward chutzpah like that with two tickets to Absolute Radio Live. So to Joe and Tracy, thank you for all your work. We will see you tomorrow at the London Palladium. If there's anything you'd like to write up a poem about, it's john at absoluteradio.co.uk. Trick.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Get 8 months half price on all Virgin Media Business broadband packages. Well, it is Black Friday. Plus, you'll get a fixed price guarantee. Yep, we know you're always at full tilt. So we're at half price. Search Virgin Media Business Broadband. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Virgin Fiber areas only. 24-month contract ends 11th of December. Legal stuff applies.
Sounds like someone just made a delicious order and got himself some tasty credit back. Because when you sign up to Deliveroo Plus Gold, you get even more member perks, like 10% credit back on restaurant orders over £30, which collects in your app so you can spend more on what you love. Genius. Sign up to Deliveroo Plus Gold today and start living that plus life. Subscription fee, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Partner eligibility applies. See deliveroo.co.uk/legal for details.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me no board for Sunday. Ehi miri Bailey Garcia. Ehi me Hornchalondina.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Nasty surprises. No one wants them. Like when you're feeling fancy and you order the chef's special.
Enjoy.
And find out it's infused with Dragon Reaper chilli. It's just not right. With QuickCheck, you get a clear yes or no on whether you'll be accepted for a Capital One credit card without affecting your credit score. No unexpected sting. That's one good thing. Capital One.
Doggy bag, madam?
Not putting my dog through that.
34.9% APR representative variable. T's and C's apply.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
Need more workwear? Well, Screwfix now has even more choice with a bigger range, more brands and more sizes. Need more options? Get the perfect fit with shoe sizes from 2.5 up to 16 and clothes sizes from extra small to 4XL. More brands? We've got big names you love like Hunter, Puma and Dickies. Want even more? We've got new wellies, safety wear and workwear from Muck, Timberland Cat and much more. Shop more on the app, online or in-store at Screwfix.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. For price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Rayo. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute Radio stations and more. And hear the latest news next.
From the case files of Miss Maureen 118212.
You know, the life of a telephone detective is never dull. One minute you might be called by a lady from Luton looking for a lighting shop. The next it might be a gent from Darrow who just needs a jeweller. Whatever the number you need is Maureen 118212.
Maureen!
118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. GPs are warning a global shortage of ADHD medication is causing people to self-medicate. An increase in demand and manufacturing issues is causing a lack of supply of Ritalin and other prescription medications. The Royal College of